James McGivern, you're here in Donegal for the Rumble in the Hills. You're about to stand on the scales for the official weigh-in here, but there's a bit of a change here because Josh missed the weight. So he does, and that means you will win the title if you won. If he wins the fight, he's not going to get a title.
No.
Psychologically, is this you a step ahead already, is it?
Yeah, he missed the weight. It's unprofessional, he asked me. He's had many weeks now knowing this was happening. It's not like he came in on late notice or anything like that. And it spoils it now because it sort of sucks the fun out of a wee bit. Like, it's if he was to win, he won't win anyway. He never was going to win. But if he had, the belt just sort of stays vacant. That's spoils it a bit. It takes a bit of the grudge match out of it, maybe. But in my head, it doesn't make a difference because I'm coming to win a belt anyway. So he's a mute point. I don't really care what he does. As long as I do what I do, then the belt's going where it was going anyway.
I know, speaking to some of the other fighters here, they don't like cutting weight at all, but for you it was a different scenario this week because you're stepping up.
Yeah, I was grand. A day or two of cutting weight. I fight super featherweight. I'm fighting the lightweight here. So it wasn't too bad. It's never pretty. It's not nice to do, but it was a bit less strenuous this time around.
Listen, 7-0 in your career. Are you happy with how it has progressed to date?
No, I think it's a pretty well documented fact that my career's been very stop-starty. Because I turned over when COVID started, and then a couple of people pulled out of fights and so on and so forth. But I feel like now, after having the fight like a week ago there in Scotland, and this one now, I feel like I'm starting to build up a head of steam.
You're feeling now maybe in better shape than you have been previously coming into this?
Yeah, I'm glad. My last fight, I knew I had another fight coming anyway. So it was, I just stayed in camp, but that last fight was just part of a camp. And that's the way I wanted to continue to be, just in camp all year round and waiting on a fight.
Just Celtic title up for grabs. It's a nice belt to win, so it is, if you get your hands on it.
Yeah, I've been calling for this whenever I turned over in 2021 or whatever it was. I was asking for a Celtic title from the get-go, and it seems like everybody's had one now and I'm still waiting, but this is it now. The last hurdle, I've got one, and then we can move on to different things.
Yeah, because where ultimately do you want to go with your career, James? What if you were to sit back and your career's come to an end and you were to reflect, what would the reflective successes be that you would want to have, James McGivern?
The niche answer to that, of course, is world champion, and that is everybody's end goal when they turn over. But as long as I do what I know I can do, and people look back and go, ah, he did what he could do, I don't want to come in there and half-ass it and have 10 fights and then be forgotten about. As long as people remember how good I am and how good I was.
It's a good show, this, so it is. Yeah. It's well stacked, isn't it?
Yeah, there's plenty of talent on it. Big mate of mine, Tyler Jolly, from Scotland, me and him boxed all from schoolboy the whole way up as amateurs, boxing in the Europeans. Obviously, he's from
Scotland. Watched him in Dublin. He's entertaining.
He doesn't mess about, does he? Don't hang about.
He's a good lad, Tyler Jolly. And listen, there's loads of other class fighters there. You're going to be part of this big show, and wish you every success on Saturday night, James.
Thank you very much, mate. Appreciate it.